Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tashiv, the ninth Perek in Hilchas Gerushin, the Laws of Divorce, and the Rambam Sefer Nashim, which in this Perek, the Rambam continues the theme of the previous Perek regarding the extensive applications of the laws of Tanoim, of conditions, stipulations, and that of Shlichas of agency. So we begin Halach Alt, the Rambam begins regarding if the divorce is dependent on a certain time, date, or certain action. The Rambam says, Halach Alt, Hamagarshis Ishtoi La'achas Man Kavu, if someone divorces his wife after a set time where he tells her, this is your get, but you're not going to be divorced until 30 days have passed. Harizim Gresh's Kishigiyas Man Shakava. So she's divorced when that designated time has come. Vahariza Daimu Litznai Vainatain explains the Rambam, said this is similar to a condition, but not really, as the Rambam explains. On the one hand, Daimu Litznai is similar to a condition. Shemis Gresh's Kishigiyas Man Shakava. She's divorced when that date has reached, which is like a condition. But Vainatainai, it's not a condition. Because Chamagarsha tonight, the Rambam differentiates in principle. He says, someone who divorces with a condition, Hari Gerish. So he's divorced her, which she's gotten the get with the in the context of divorce. It's just not going to be completed until the condition is fulfilled. In contrast, over here, it's different, fundamentally different. She's not divorced until that date reaches, because she didn't get the get in the context of a gerushin. She's really getting it like a deposit. When that time happens, when that date happens, then the divorce is going to happen. So the figure of the difference says the Rambam as follows. Hamagorish al tanai, so someone that does a divorce on a condition, which we mentioned in the previous parak, tzarch lichvol tanai. In that situation, you have to double your condition, meaning you have to say, if yes, yes, if not, not, because since he's activating right now the gerushin, so the condition, which is just a dibur, just words, cannot nullify an action until you do with all the halachic elements of the conditions of tanai, because without that, a dibur of a condition cannot nullify a maisa, which is that of the gerushin. In contrast, v'zeh in the tzorach lichvol devarei, the case we described over here, which is tanai but the ain't tanai, you don't have to double your words, meaning to say yes, yes, if no, no, because since ultimately right now, there's no maisa gerushin, there's no active gerushin of a divorce happening right now, it's just words that in 30 days that will take effect. Oh, so then even if you're not doubling your tanai, meaning doing all the conditions of tanayim, it's dibur that could be mevatel dibur, because even right now there's only a dibur, because no real gerushin happening. And so to you also don't need all the other conditions of stipulations that we explain in Hilchas Itches Perek Vav, in contrast to when you're doing a regular tanai. As Rambam says, halacha based ketzad haso. Someone says to his wife, this is your get, but you're only going to be divorced in 30 days from now. Says the Rambam, the divorce is only happening in 30 days from now. Now, therefore, the husband dies, or the get is lost, or gets burnt, within 30 days, is not divorced because the get is not anything until after 30 days is done, when that date comes. And when that date comes, it's not around anymore, the husband's dead, it's not going to be effective get. So to halacha gimel says Ram. Let's say halacha v'nechatu b'tzidu b'shas Ram. Let's say, however, she puts it on the sides of the public domain near the walls where people don't usually walk. V'nignevay avid misham l'achar shleishim yom. Now the stipulation was it's going to be within 30 days. Now it was either stolen or lost after 30 days. But on the 30th day, it was on the tzidu b'shas Ram. Harizim mugresh. Then she is divorced. However, yaget kayim, because since the get was extant, was still there, b'yom shem mugresh, but on the day that she had to be divorced. And it was designated, it was placed in an area that's not a public domain, which is therefore fit to acquire something from the makna, which is the husband. So it's like, as if it was in her domain. Because Ram explains that the size of Rosh Hashanah is not like Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah itself is not fit for her to be able to be kind of him. So in Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't be effective. But on the Tzidu Rosh Hashanah, if it's there on day 30, even though it gets lost or stolen afterwards, that is going to be a valid divorce. Halacha Dalet says the Rambam, V'chein, so too similar to what we opened up with. Im tola gerushin b'maisa. If, let's say he made the divorce dependent on an action. So, dina kedin megarash achas matzah. Same halacha like we're saying of this t'nai v'inu t'nai. It's like a gerushin that is going to take effect after a certain amount of time. It's the same thing if it's dependent on the action. As Rambam says, ketzad hasa. G'en shamal isha, let's say he tells his wife, harizu gittich, this is your divorce document. But v'loy disgosh, you're not going to be divorced, but with this, achetit l'mi samizos until you give me 200 zos. She's only divorced after she gives him the money. Now, here also, it doesn't have to do the two sides of the condition, and not all the other halachs of conditions as we had explained. This is not like the previous parak, like a regular divorce on the condition. He just didn't divorce yet. Rather, he says, when is the gerush going to happen? When you do such and such. And then there's going to be a divorce. So therefore, it's not like stipulating in something. There's nothing here yet. And therefore, you don't have to have the conditions of the stipulations. Now, Halacha Yedirah explains this differentiation that he's making. What's the difference between what we're calling divorcing with a condition? Lazesha covers an obligation to this person that set a time for the gerushin, like Tlamamayis will make it dependent on the action, these two exceptions to the laws of Tanayim. Says Ram like this, if some divorces on the condition, yes, Shem Gerushin, and we mentioned this in the previous parak, there is a divorce, et ve'ena goyim, it's just not complete until the conditions are fulfilled. When the condition is fulfilled, so she's divorced if the get is still around, even though it's not in her domain. She doesn't have to go take it back from him again another time. Or that has to be in her domain after the condition is fulfilled. Because initially when she got in the context of a get. It's just on condition. Fine, I'll do the condition. But right now I'm getting it as a get. And this is Kodim Shiz Kamat Tanayim. And therefore, if she gets married before the condition is fulfilled, she doesn't have to leave Kamesh Brand, like we explained in the previous paragraph. Because ultimately, there really is an element of divorce, but it's just not complete. And that's in any condition that we differentiated different conditions in the previous paragraph. But in this paragraph, what we're discussing, if he makes it dependent on a certain date or in certain action, it wasn't even given to her in the context of a divorce. Like a deposit, you could hold on to it until the date that we set. Until you do that action. When the time reaches, then the get has to be in our domain. It's very different than the previous parak of whatever conditions it is. Because that's when it's like it's being given to her at that later date. So it has to be in her domain at that time. Or she has to go give it back to him and take it back from him again. Or at least has to be in a place where it was designated. Even if it's not her domain, as we had said in the previous halacha, like Tzidr Rosh Hashanah, which is not Rosh Hashanah, so therefore it has not yet left her domain, in contrast if it was placed in Rosh Hashanah, even if it's totally hers, it already leaves her domain, and therefore you obviously lose the original Nasin, and the Torah says, V'nasna b'yada, and not that she takes it herself. So it has to be like he's giving it to her, which means it has to be somewhat in her domain. Like we explained, and the Machkech discards, but then she can be divorced with it. Now, if this is Kodim Shagiyah's Machkech, but in contrast to the to Tanai, in these cases, we're discussing in this parak, if she gets married before Kodim Shagiyah's Machkech, before the date that was set, or Kodim Shagiyah's Machkech, told by Gershon, or before she does the action that the Gershon is dependent on, Tetziv Avolad Mamza, she has to leave that marriage, the child is illegitimate, Shadayin Yishas Gemurah, she's a bona fide, it's not even the beginning of a Gershon, she's a bona fide married woman, Vinkarsham Gershon, no Gershon, and therefore she would have to leave, and the child is a Mamza. Halacha Vav. Unless you get the Yadish Rambam, if someone gives the get, a get in his wife's hand, he says to her, if you don't give me 200 zuz, in the get is not a get. Or you're not married, or you're not divorced. Harezer, like Gerish, Klaus. So here, there's no divorce here at all. Because even though the understanding of the words are, oh, if you give it, then you're divorced. Because it's saying, if you don't, it won't. But that's what's called Machlal Avat Hashemehen. From what you're saying, not, you could infer what yes. But regards to the laws of Gerishin, which is very severe because of the severity of a Eishes Ish, of a married woman, if it doesn't say explicitly that if you do give, you are going to be divorced, she's not going to be divorced. So if you can't get, there's no get a law. It's not unconditional. Like Talmud Mice, not conditional, not dependent on the action. If there's anything similar to that, he has to be explicit to say that if you do give it, that it will be get. It has to be very clear. Halacha Zayin. Ram continues now regarding a get on condition that's dependent on a certain time. If someone wants to go out and do divorce on condition, but he wants that the idea of his condition should be that she shouldn't be divorced until a certain time. Now, in contrast to what we start off the parak with, he doesn't want to say in the regular way, because he doesn't want her to be like this halacha megarish lachazman, because then, as we had mentioned in the previous halacha, hey, that she would have to hold on to it to that time period. He doesn't want to have to hold on to it. So what he should do is like this. He should say this out in the wording of condition. But he should make the condition dependent on his coming at a set time or when he goes. Ketzer Hasel says Ram like this. For example, he should tell her, if I don't come from now until within 30 days, then I'll be a get. Then come within 30 days, it's not going to be a get. And here it's obvious Ram saying, Tanai Kafel, he's repeating both sides, because if he doesn't, then since you're doing it in the context of a condition, if you don't do Tnai Kavul, that's actually not a condition at all, and then she automatically would be divorced even if you come within 30 days. So he makes that condition, if I do come then yes, if not, not. If I do come then it's not going to be get. If I don't come then it will be get. But then he puts the get in their hands. Oh, Yemela, or Getela, or Hezekiah, this is your get. I'm not sure over the Medina Zoo, on condition I don't come to this country, until 30 days. And here the Rambam does not mention the repetition of the Tanai, because whenever you say Almanas, it's like you're saying Me'achshav. Whenever it says Me'achshav, doesn't need a Tanai Kavul, as the Rambam had said previously. And was there anything similar to this? Like, in other words, he could do a Tanai, a stipulation, to create that entity that it's going to happen then, but again, it won't have the requirements of then, which is that she has to hold on to it, because he's saying it as a halacha of a tanai, which then we said, that, as we said in the previous break, then she doesn't have to hold on to it. Halacha hey, halacha ches, says the Rambam. His no less she get. Let's say he stipulates on her that it should be a get. Im loy bad shleishim yom lemedin zu. If I don't come back within 30 days to this country, then it's going to be a get. Now, v'hoi bo badeach b'desh lemedin zu, and if he's coming back, he wanted to make it home within 30 days, then it should not be a get. He just in case, he says, you know what, in case I don't make it back, who knows what's going to happen. Within 30 days, if I'm not back, then it'll be, if I'm not back by 30 days. Now, within 30 days, he's on the way back. V'chalei became ill. Or the river got in the way. He couldn't cross the river. V'chalei bad, achar shleishim yom, and he doesn't come back until after 30 days. So, how is a get? So, it's going to be a get because he didn't come. Even if he's standing there screaming, how are you honest? It's beyond my control. I really want to make it back. Shein oynes begitten. There is no claim of oynes. It's beyond my control to nullify a get. And the reason for this is because there are certain discreet, modest women that sometimes the husband's going to have a situation where it's not going to be an oynes, he's not going to come, it's really going to be a get, but she's going to be concerned that maybe really he's an oynes and therefore he didn't come, it should be worried to get remarried, to remain naguna. So to prevent that, we say, don't worry. Even if it would be an oynes, that wouldn't make a difference. And if he doesn't literally come, then it's okay, you can get remarried. And even though this guy's revealing himself, I don't want a divorce, I'm just not well enough, can't get there, it doesn't make a difference, it's automatically going to be a get. Halacha test. His nalev should discourage. Let's say he stipulates on her that she's going to be divorced. Kishiyavim negem penesh leishem yom. If it's gone by 30 days, that he hasn't seen her. And here we're talking about where he says it on the wording of almanas. You're divorced on the condition that it's 30 days pass and that I don't see you. Now, truth is, he was seeing her. He was coming and going. But, although he's coming and going, he never secluded himself with her. So then, says Rambam, Kishi Yelech V'Yishah Shleishim Yom. So if then at some point he does leave and he doesn't see her for 30 days, then she's going to be divorced. Now, V'Avav Bishah Yelech V'Yishah Shleishim Yom. What do you mean? Even though originally, from when he gave the get, he was coming and going within those 30 days. But since subsequently 30 consecutive days do pass that he didn't see her, so the condition is fulfilled. Why? Since the Rambam had previously mentioned Hoylo in the Sacharma, since that within those 30 days, although he was come and go, he never secluded himself with her. That's going to be a valid get, because had he secluded himself with her, then actually he would be forbidden to divorce with this get, because maybe, as the Rambam said in Perek Gimel, they're going to say, hey, the get was before the child, because here they have a child, and the date of the get is before that, and because he ultimately secluded himself with her, and they did have a child. So as long as he didn't seclude himself with her, so then we say it's a bona fide get. Now, but when we say this, is b'shehis neva amar, it's only if, and this is very important, Allah Rambam is going to be mentioning, if he stipulates and he says, when he's giving it to her in front of witnesses, harehi nemenes alay lemel shaloi fiastiha. She's believed, to a practical application, she's believed to say that I didn't appease her to come back and live with me again. But if he didn't say this, that he's going to automatically trust her, then we are concerned. Maybe he had appeased her when he was coming and going, even though he wrote the get, but within the first 30 days he was still touch and go. And maybe she pardoned him about his stipulation that if she doesn't see him in 30 days, that it's going to be divorced, which that whole primary element is for her benefit, because she wants that he should be with her and not distance. And he's saying, you know what? And if I'm not there within 30 days, I know you love me, you want me to be with you 30 days. If I'm not there, fine, then I'll divorce you. But once she pardons, which the condition is for her benefit, that even if he doesn't see her for 30 days, it's not going to be fulfilling the condition, because it doesn't bother her, she pardoned him, that he doesn't come. So it comes out that that's a nullification of the get, because the get's only going to happen if it doesn't come, which is for her, but she's voiding that. So we concern that maybe, within those 30 days, since he was touch and go, maybe they had a conversation, and he appeased her, and she was meichel, and she said, you know what? So they have a bit like get, kish appeases. So then when he ultimately does appease her, and this is what we're concerned for, this is a nullification of the get. Because even though he said it should take effect from now, or on condition, which we explained in the previous parag, for the moment it reaches her hand, he cannot mevatle anymore. But however, if both of them nullified before it's actually fulfilled, then it is null and void. So, So because of this concern, if he didn't stipulate that she's going to be trusting me, I trust her if she says she wasn't appeased, if she doesn't say that, we are concerned that maybe the get is, it's going to be, because of the concern, it's going to be rabbinically invalidated even after 30 days. Again, based on biblical law, we say it remains with the chazaka, and we have to be concerned that he appeased her. But rabbinically, if he didn't say, nemenas alai, shaloi piestia, we have to be concerned that he was mefaisar, and therefore she was meichel, and therefore that is a bitl get, and therefore it's not a valid get, even after 30 days that he doesn't see her. Because within the first 30 days, he was touching up. If someone says to the woman, this is your get after 12 months, but he's with her in the country in those 12 months. Again, the same idea, we're concerned that maybe he appeased her, and thus nullifying the get, because he was with her in town, until he says, she's believed to say that I didn't appease her. Okay, then we don't have to be concerned that there was any appeasement over here. Halacha Yud. This is Ram Sotu, all conditions that are dependent on her desire, and it's for her benefit, which, again, that's the whole concern over here, in the previous halacha. Therefore, v'imratzo machlois m'labalo, and if she wanted to, she could go ahead and she could pardon that condition to the husband, but like it. So then the get would be batel, because it's only going to be if he doesn't fulfill his pledge, which he says, oh, don't worry, it's okay, you don't have to do the pledge. Oh, so then it's not a get. Then again, cheshen l'shem appease. For all those types of conditions, we're concerned that maybe he did appease her. Now, all this is talking about when the condition is almanas, which then she's divorced at the time that the get was given, ultimately when the tanais is fulfilled. So therefore, he cannot nullify without her agreement, but we're concerned when he's around. Now, but if let's say it's a condition, if it's a stipulation that he made with her of imiya, which actually she's only divorced when it only happens at all when the condition is fulfilled, then actually he himself can nullify it and he doesn't need her mechil, as Rama said in the previous parak. According to the Ravid, he says actually even the condition almanas, as long as the condition is not fulfilled, he could be mevatel, and he holds that he never needs her mechil. But according to the Rambam, we're talking about here of a condition of almanas, so therefore he cannot just nullify on his own, but we're concerned that maybe she's nullifying it, Achiyam, again, until he says, Neman is like that, she's believed to me to say that there was no appeasement. Now, but says the Rambam, when do we say this? Is b'miskeresh min nasun, if she's divorced from being married, shaliba gaspa, which they obviously were very intimate with each other, and they're not embarrassed from each other. Of b'miskeresh min erisim, but let's say she was divorced only from erisim, from halachic engagement, in cheshul shem pius, then we don't have to even have him say that she's believed to say, no, even if he didn't say that, we're not concerned for this, even though he was in town, that maybe he appeased her because they're not even so close, they were never so intimate. Halachic yadav. Let's say he tells her this, you get from now. If I don't come from now until the next 12 months. So, in Cheshen Shem Basei Saba, here, we're not concerned that maybe he came clandestine in secret. It's not normal to be concerned that people were so discreet. So therefore, we don't have to be concerned that there's such a thing happened, and therefore, it's going to be a valid get. Vim tamas man shakovaliba, and therefore, if let's say the date has reached and that they set and he didn't come, again, Harizim Magashas, she's going to be considered divorced. Now, let's say he died within 12 months. Although it's not possible for him to come, and therefore she's going to be divorced because the time the clock is going to tick and it's going to reach that 12 months, and he never came, still, she should not get married like a divorced woman if her husband died without any children and is a brother-in-law after 12 months, because tonight, when the condition is going to be fulfilled, only then, in actuality, is it then considered as if, even though the divorce is actually retroactive, and that she's not going to need Yibum, but it's only happening then. So she has to wait till the condition, which is 12 months, is fulfilled. But actually, if she wants to get married within 12 months, she actually would require first Chalitza from her Yavama. Halachic Beis Rambam continues regarding a get on condition if he dies. Says Rambam Bari, a healthy person, Shehisna, he stipulates she is a get imati. This will be a get if I die, The reason why he would write such a get, he doesn't want after, because if he's dead, anyway, she's permitted to get married. No, because they didn't have children, and then she'd have to go through Yimichalita with his brother. So to avoid that, he says, look, if it ever happens, we're not having children, if it ever happens that I die, that then this should be your get. Oy chaylo, let's say a sick person. Shehisna, he stipulates she is a get in Mati Mechalita. That this should be get if I die from this illness. So Lemakumi hasn't said anything. Why not? Shemishmois in Mati, because the understanding of the word, if I die, sounds like la'achar misa, that it's going to take effect after he dies. It also sounds like that if the condition is fulfilled, that I die, then it's going to be get retroactively from now. He says that if I die, it's like he's saying, after I die, then get lachamisa. And the get's not effective after a person dies, and therefore, let's say, when his brother-in-law, she's going to have to do his yib mochalitza with his brother. And therefore, all the halachas of Almana ben Echsebaila would still apply. The rabbi actually disagrees, and he says, no, we hold like Rabbi Yisi that holds that Azman HaShem HaChichalav, and therefore the date itself is like saying that it should take effect right now, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of Get Lachemis. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's say he says to her, let's say this is Get from now if I die. Or from today if I die. Oh, then Hariz Get, then it's going to be Get. Well, Kishayam is and then when he dies, she's going to be divorced because it's working retroactively and really starting from now, and not when he's dead. Because he said, Me'ayim. Now, in Halacha Yodal, however, says the Rama, let's say he says, Harizi Gedech Me'achshav, you get it from today, from now, or Yimayim, or from today, La'achar Misasi, not Immati. Here it's, he says, La'achar Misasi, after I die. Umeis, and then he dies. Harizi Zabim Begrashav, here it's in doubt if she's divorced. Why? Shem Me'achshav, maybe, after he says from now, Chazaboy Melshem Me'achshav, maybe he's retracting from his wording of from now, for some Chadayte Al La'achar Misasi, he's relying on what he said after that, after I die. Then get lachamisa, and there's no get after death. We don't know, is it like the previous halacha of a tenai, and it should be retroactive, or he's actually backing out. No, ma'ayim, lachamisasi. Immati, obviously, is connected to the previous thing. If I die, it should be from now. So it's definitely from now. But lachamisasi is not clear, therefore it's a suffix migrashis. Halacha tezvav. Let's say it says, harizi gitech, this is your get, likashateitzecham min artika. When the sun is removed from its sheath, meaning when it comes out, when it's not covered anymore, when it's daytime, and you see the sun. Umeis balayla, he dies at nighttime, same again, it's not a get, because it's only going to be when the sun comes out, and by that time he's dead, and get lachamisa. But let's say he says, al menasha tizekachama, on the condition that the sun shines, umeis balayla, he dies by nighttime, he's a megrashis. So she's divorced, because when you say al menas, it's like you're saying me'achshav, which is going to be from now, when he was still alive. Ukesha tizekachama, it's therefore when the sun shines, he's kam at night. The condition is fulfilled, then she's retroactively divorced. Let's say he stipulates on Hashem, Zarcha Chama Yiget. If the sun shines, it's going to be a get. Vimloi Zarcha, if the sun doesn't shine, meaning if the next day is cloudy and you don't see the sun rays, Lo Yiget, it's not going to be a get. Umeis Balani dies at nighttime, saying the get, it's not a get. Why? Shaharil in the sky, it's not a shemes, because anyways, the condition is only fulfilled until the next day when, if it actually shines. And that's only going to be when he's dead, because when you say the wording Im Yiyah, if it's going to be, or Im Lo Yiyah, that we had said in the previous paragraph, again, that the get is only going to take effect when the condition is fulfilled. At that point, he's already dead. I mean, get lachamisa, and the get cannot take effect after that he's dead. Halacha d'zayin. Shchimra, a dying person, shekazeh get l'ishta, he writes a get to his wife, the geirish, and he divorces her without specifying anything that it's because he's dying that he's giving it to her. V'amad, and guess what? He has a miraculous recovery, and he stands up from the deathbed. He cannot back out of the divorce. Because the get of a shchimra is not like his gift, meaning if someone writes away all his assets because he's on his deathbed and he actually survives, the halacha is that actually, even though he didn't say it because of his death, he gets it back because it's obvious because of his death. Here it's different. Why? Because she'im tamis says, if you're going to say yachzim b'day to get back out, which would make sense, it seems like he's only doing it because he's dying, but he survived, but then yemi people are going to say, oh, gitoy, you know how his get usually works? Lachamisigarsh. He divorces her after that he's dead. Because if he's dead, it's a get. And then people are going to come to validate and say, oh, even if a guy says this should be my get after I die, they're not going to realize that the reason why it's divorced by Shchivmara is because he didn't mention his death, and his intention actually should take effect from right now. It's only once he dies that we know that it'll be Lamafreya. So, and people are going to say it's actually taking effect after he's dead, like his gift. The gift of a shchimra only takes effect after that he's dead, from Takanas Chachamim, where it's effective after he's dead, which as if it was written and it was signed, which is because they don't want him to become perturbed, thinking that his inheritance is not going to go where he wants it to be. So if we're going to let it go and be like the matana, which is only lachamisa, they're going to think that the get is also lachamisa, and then people are going to think, which in a way it is, but it's retroactive, people think, oh, you could even say I wanted to be get lachamisa, which is not the case, and therefore to prevent that, they say the shchimer also is going to be automatic, and therefore even if he survives, that people shouldn't think it's only when he dies, to make this confusion, it's always going to be a get. Halacha Yitzayin. Let's say it says, let's say it says, this is your get from today, if I die from this illness. Now, what actually happens is, v'naval abayis, a building collapses on him, or a snake bites him, or a lion mauls him, or things like that, or mason, he dies from that, same the get. It's not a get, because he didn't die from this illness. Now, let's say, however, let's say he tells her, if I don't survive from this illness, v'dem, v'naval abayis, and the house collapses, and then v'naval abayis, or a snake bites him, or a lion mauls him, here, it's doubtful if she's divorced, because what was the intention when he says, if I don't stand up from this illness? If it means to say that I'm not going to stand up at all, which he didn't, and therefore she's divorced, or maybe the intention was from this illness, because of this illness, and that's not why he died. And therefore, it's not clear if she's the megresha or not, although he's dead anyway, but she would have to do chalitza to the yavim and not be able to do yim. Now let's say he says, Ariza gitek me'achshav. This you get from now, imati mechalaz, if I die from this illness. V'amad, and he gets up, v'halach b'shuk, and he goes into the street, v'chala omeis, and then becomes sick again, and he dies. So I'm nice, and then we evaluate him. If he dies because of the first illness, and that's what we evaluate, we see he really never really healed, here's a get. So that's a get, because he died from that illness. Then love, if it's not, it's something new that he became sick, say, and a get. That's not a get, because he didn't die from that illness. Now, let's say he actually went, which oftentimes happens, people go to a certain recovery place and actually get another illness, they go from one illness to another illness, and he doesn't even walk into the street, how is a get? Well, that's going to be a get, and that doesn't have to be evaluated, because obviously, since he didn't have a time that he was going from, that he went to the street in between, most definitely, although it's another illness, but it's really all part of that original illness and infirmity, and therefore that's why he died. Halacha Yud Tes. All these stipulations that we're saying, that we spoke about in these parakim, kala yamim, all the days from the sinas I get, atche yamus, viskayim atanai, as we said in these previous halachas, where from the time that he gave the get up until he dies, and that's what we said is the stipulation, when he dies and the condition is fulfilled, so then she's considered divorced for all practical purposes, meaning he doesn't merit her what she finds or what her handiwork or nullification of her vows, and he doesn't inherit her, and if he's a kind, he cannot be metamata, because we're saying that it's going to work retroactive. Now, although she's like divorced, but he cannot seclude with her, because if he does seclude with her in front of the two witnesses, so then actually it's going to now make the gerushin doubtful, because maybe he had cohabitation with her and that nullified it, like we explained in the previous parak and parakhes, so he's got to make sure, he's got to be careful not to seclude himself with her in that interim period. Halacha chaf. Let's say a sick person wants to divorce his wife on condition for when he dies. And the reason why he wants to do that is, well, either way, he's dead, so she can marry whoever she wants to. The condition is to believe in the oven that she shouldn't have to go out and deal with his brother, her brother-in-law, with Yib and Chalitza, because they don't have children. Now, Vimamad, but he wants to be, if he survives, he doesn't want to have to be divorced from his wife. Now, therefore, he has to make a stipulation, because if he divorces her unspecified, he can't back out, even if he survives the illness, like we said in the previous halacha design. So, and also, additionally, he doesn't want to divorce her right now to say that this is you get from now if I die like a son of Gimel, even though that's a definitely viable option. Kadeshli to Tarav Taita. He doesn't want to become perturbed. He's going to think, oh, Yveh, she's really divorced right now. And if he's a Kohen, he's not going to be able to go take her back. So, Kachel Kreisel beget Achshel Kreisel Tarav. So, what should he do is like this. He should write in the get after the Tarav is already written, because before the Tarav, as we said in the previous parag, you're not allowed to write any conditions. So, after the Tarav is written, he writes this, or he doesn't have to write it, he just says this, that when he gives it a get, he says like this, he says something that seems repetitive, but first he says, if I don't die, lo yiget, it won't be a get. If I die, yiget, it will be a get. And then again he says, if I don't die, lo yiget, it shouldn't be a get. Now why does he do it like this? He already said once before, because he needs to fulfill two things. First of all, we need to have that the condition is doubled, meaning because if you don't double it, then she's going to be automatically divorced even if the condition is not fulfilled, because it's only considered as a t'nai when you double it both sides. Additionally, so you have to say if I die and if I don't die. Additionally, you have to say what is yes first before you say what's not. So you really have to start off by saying, and if I die, it's going to be a get. And then, if I don't die, it's not going to be a get. So what's with the first time I'm saying imle mati? Oh, that's because of the pib tchila paranas. The person should not open up his mouth first thing saying something bad. So therefore, he first starts off by saying, if I don't die, that so that al yiftach pev lasatan. And then, when it comes to the primary stipulation, it'll be first, if I die, yes, and then if I don't die, I don't. That's why it's repeated two times. Now, vimeis, and if he dies, team agreshes kishyama, so she can be divorced when he dies, because this is what's called gita umisase boin ke'echad, where the whole stipulation, if it's not on something else, rather it's dependent on the death itself, that's not considered a get lachamisa, that's considered like, as if at the time of the death, it's both happening at the same time. But for who she giha get liyada kodemisa, as long as she, the actual get reached her hand before he died, because the divorce is only happening at the time of the death. And if she didn't get the get at that point, so what's, how she can be divorced? And if you're saying that she's going to get the get after he's dead, what's it going to help? It had to have been taken effect when he died, and she didn't have the get. So she has to at least have the get by the time of death, and then it's going to happen at the same time. Halacha chavalf. Baal Shem Alachad, a husband that says to somebody, I want you to merit this get from my wife. We don't have children. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't want to have to deal with my brother. So merit for that she does not fall in front of the yad. Vinasa get the yad, and he gives the get to that person's hand, which is so that he should be a shliach likabala, so that the wife should be divorced from right now, which that's what shliach likabala does. Umesa balkim shigia get the yad, and the husband dies before they get reached the hand. Now, if it reached the hand, so it could be shliach leilacha, but here, before it got to her hand, but he wanted to make that shlich a shlich likabala, which a shlich likabala, she's divorced the moment it comes to his hands. But I raise this up in regression. It's doubtful if she's divorced. Why? Because the husband can't make a shlich likabala. It's only if she wants it. Now, shereiv hanoshim, most women, zchusu lehen shliyip lefnei yavam. Yeah, it's a merit for them, and therefore you could make the shliach for her without her understanding, because zachal adam shalbevanav. Well, the fikach tiyas of migreshes. Therefore, she's doubtfully if she's divorced, because most women would want to be divorced. Afal pi shelo higia get liyad, even though get didn't reach her hand, chayav zachal abayachas, since someone else merited for her. Now, the problem is that some women like their brother-in-law, and it comes out that this get is a liability, and therefore ein chadim la'adim shelo bevanim, and therefore she's not divorced. And because of that, it's suffer migreshes, and therefore she has to have chalitza and not yim. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding if he commands the get to be written at a later point in time. Amalei Edom, let's say he says to witnesses, L'achash Neim Asachash, after 12 months, then Kisvu get Leishtei, then write a get for my wife. Or he tells them, Kisvu usnu get Leishtei, L'achash Neim Asachash, write and give the get to my wife after 12 months. So Halacha is, Arila Kaisman, and this is the Chiddush over here, that even the writing, and we don't say that, oh, his intention was to write it within 12 months, but only the giving later point. No. The writing and V'noisin law and the giving has to be Achaz Hezman Shekaba after the time that he had said, which is only after 12 months. And therefore, let's say they wrote it within 12 months, even if they gave it only after the time that he had designated, and I guess not going to be valid get, because they warned his agent to write it before 12 months. Now, let's say they wrote it after the time that he had said, but he died before they gave it to her, and the get, it's not going to be as a valid get, because the agent is coming from the strength of the husband, and when the husband dies, obviously the agents don't have any potency to do what they need to do. Now, let's say we don't know if he died before the get was given, or in the sins get come misa, or the giving the get was before he died. So she's in a doubtful state of divorce, and that is the chiddush. That is, we don't say that we remain with the chazaka that he was alive when they gave it, because since now he's dead, so now that chazaka is flawed, and then we're not sure if he died before the get was given. Halacha of Gimel. Amalem, let's say he says to them, kisu utnu liishti, write and give to my wife a get achas shavua after this shmita cycle. So the halacha is, you limit it a certain amount of time. Because since it's achar usually means right after that, so in case they only have up until 1 year after the Shemitah cycle, meaning the whole eighth year, that's when they're limited to for when they can write it. Because the word achar means nearby. So you don't have as much time as you want. So it's got to be right after the Shemitah year. Let's say he says to them, after this year. So in case you only have 1 month into the second year, which is right after the first year. Let's say he says to them, Lachar Chedesh, after this month. So in case of not Lachar Shabbos Mechedesh, you only get up until a week into the second month. Let's say, Lachar Shabbos, it says, after Shabbos, after this week. In case of Lachar Shabbos, it says, then you can't write even after Shabbos, only up until Tuesday. Let's say the other way around. Let's say, Lachar Kizwitz Nula Koydim Shabbos. It says, write and give it to her before Shabbos. Then, Kizwitz Migim Dal Vaat Seif Yem Vab, and this in law, then you could start writing from Wednesday up until Friday and then give it to her, because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is considered post Shabbos, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are considered pre-Shabbos. So before and after would be limited to those days. Halachav Dalet. Let's say what happened is, let's say they did delay after the time that he had said. And only after that time period, which was not right after, they subsequently wrote and gave it to her. Let's say he said to them, after the month. And they only gave it after 2 weeks into the second month. So here's a puzzle. So as the wording of the Ram is specific, so it's rabbinically invalid. Which that means to say that if she does get married with that, we don't remove her from her second husband. Because based on the primary halacha, that after, the word acher means even at a later point in time. Chamor mesaken, that it should be right after, but again, it's only going to be rabbinically invalid. Halacha fei. Let's say he secluded himself with her after he'd already told people to write and to sign and to give it to her. When they hear about this, they shouldn't write again. As the Rambam says, because if even a get that was already given to her, the halacha is, but we're waiting for the stipulation to be fulfilled. Halacha is when he secludes himself with a nipsla get that invalidates a get. Why? Shemabal, because maybe we could say that they had bia and he was mekadosh with bia, so therefore that's invalidating of the get even when the condition is fulfilled. So kavuchayim lezeshli nipsla b'shor b'hir, where it wasn't even written yet, for sure if we could say that he appeased her, and therefore it was pre-voided before it even happened. And because of nosla achash and sacrament, if they did write it and they did give it to her after he secluded himself with her, and again, it's not going to be a get. It's biblically invalidated because as long as that he secluded himself with her after he said it, for sure there was nullification of his agency for those people, and therefore it's not even like a get yashin, which if he divorced her with it, she after the fact could get married with him, because there he himself did a mice in the scene, he gave it to her, this old get, after he was secluded with her, so it's strengthening the get. But over here, he didn't do anything, he had told him already, and he secluded himself after he said that, for sure it's nullification of the agency, and therefore what they're doing has no significance, it's not a get at all. Halacha vav. What's with a get that's made through many people? Let's say he says to 10 people, kiss v'get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. So, echad kais v'adei kulm. One has to write for them all, meaning they don't all have to actually write it. When he says to these 10 people, one guy does it for them all. But let's say he says, kulchem kiss, I want you all to write. So, kais v'echad men b'maim kulm. They don't all actually write, but they all have to be present when one of them writes it. Let's say he says, halicha gets l'ishti, I want you guys to bring this get to my wife. So, malicha echad men b'maim kulm. It doesn't mean they all have to. It means he's telling it to them. One of them brings it for them all. Let's say he says, Kulchem Elichu gets Elisha. He says, I want you all to bring it to my wife. So Malich Yachem, remember by Mikulim. So then one of them brings it in the presence of them all, because obviously he wanted them all to embarrass her. So they obviously don't all bring it, but they all have to be present when one of them gives it to her. Halach Chav Zayin. Amalah, so let's say he says to 10 people, Kiz v'get v'chizma usnil eshti. Write a get, sign it, give it to my wife. So, Echadem Kresel, only one of them writes. Two of them sign. One of them gives it to her. As the Rambam says, even if the writer was Echad Mishnei Eidim Shechasim Boy, was one of the two who signed on it, and he's also the agent and the son-in-law that gives it to her. So this guy's doing three of the things that need to be done. Here's the question. It's okay. We don't care who's doing what. Now, Amalem Beletzi says, Kulchem Chasim, I want you all to sign. Well, Kulchem Chasim, they all have to sign. Then Menom, and if he's listing them, so Ben Shemanakulim, whether he's listing them all, or Ben Shemanakulim, whether he's listing some of them, Vomim says to them, Chasim, I want you to sign, and he's listing their names. That's like as if he's telling them, Kulchem Chasim, I want you all to sign. When he says, I want you in the plural, so that doesn't mean all of them, it means one of them. But if he's listing their names, so then all those who are listed have to sign. Now, however, Ushnaim Shechais Matchila, the first two people who sign, Hamish Amedim, there for the halachic status that requires for the get, are witnesses. Vashar, although the rest are signing, that's only Mishum Tanoi, only as the condition that he wants them all to sign. The Fikach has halachic ramification. Therefore, I'm Hoyu Ashar B'sulim, if the rest, remaining witnesses who are signed, they're not really witnesses, only the first two are. And therefore, they're invalid witnesses. Let's say this guy signs today and this guy signs tomorrow, which generally are not okay with the witnesses. I fully remember even many days later, it's a good question, it's a valid get, because it's not coming from the halacha of Eid, it's coming from the halacha of tonight. Now, however, let's say one of them died before he's able to sign, how does it get bottled? So then it is going to be a void get, because ultimately the condition of all of them signing was not fulfilled. Now, let's say one of the first two members of the sign are invalid witnesses, how does it get bottled? Then it is going to be rabbinically invalidated get, as Rama explains. Because maybe people might say, oh, eight bottle, invalid witness, a kasha be'edus, I see he's from the first two witnesses, he's valid as a witness, even by Shar Shtaris, the person's going to confuse it even with other documentations. At a time when there's many witnesses. And therefore, if someone had old people signing that the halacha actually is if batla miktsasa batla kula. If some of the witnesses are invalid, all of them are invalid, like Rambam says in Hilchas Eidos. Now, so to prevent that, we said that if the first two witnesses are invalid, it's rabbinically going to be invalid. Now, because by other shtaris, it's actually going to be an intrinsic problem. Now, but this is again only if it's one of the first two signatories that are invalid. Then the document's going to be possible, and hereby the get is going to be rabbinically possible, because you don't want them to validate by other documentations where the first witnesses, they look like the primary signatories. Now, but if one of the other witnesses turned out to be possible, then the get actually is going to be kosher, because people are going to say, oh, it's only the first two witnesses that are primary, and the rest are just as fillers, and they're not going to confuse it with other documentation. Now, because as the Rambam explains, so by other shtaris, if from the first two witnesses are possible, that's biblically a problem. Here we're saying it's rabbinically a problem. Why? Why only rabbinically? It's from the first two. They're the primary witnesses. The rest of this, let's not. No. V'loich shiruhu baget, she'ed of Rambam, because they didn't validate biblically on a get that have many witnesses, meaning to say that the get's not going to be void and it's only going to be rabbinically a problem, which the Rambam's come to address. Well, why isn't it batel mamash like other shtaris? He says, because elam nesha eid mesirim ikr. The reason is because by a get, the truth is, the witnesses that are signing it are not the primary. It's the ones that it's given the front of, what's called the Eidei Mesira. They're the primary Gerushin. So therefore, you don't have to be concerned really if one of the first witnesses that signed an apostle, because the get is kashmir that with the Eidei Mesira. Whereas by Shar Shtaris, the Eidei Mesira are not primary. It's only regarding the Eidei Chasim that are signing it, and then you don't need witnesses to see it being given over. So therefore, if one of the first witnesses are signed an apostle, it's biblically invalid. So to prevent that confusion from the get to Shar Shtaris, we say by get, it's also going to be rabbinically invalid because of Shar Shtaris. But again, by get itself, really, it's biblically okay with the Eid Mesira, but rabbinically we're saying that it's invalid. Halach Chav Ches. And again, it's only if it's from the first two witnesses and not the rest. Halach Chav Ches. Tiknu Chacham, the sages instituted, Shoim L'Rabim L'Ktab Get. If someone says to many people to write a get, or Lachim to sign, or L'Hoy L'Ket L'Isha, to bring a get to his wife, so in Lach Siva, if he wants them regarding the writing, Oilim, the way he should say it, is called Echad Mekem Yechad Get Leishti. Any one of you could write a get for my wife. Chen Lalocha, so too, regarding delivering it, Kol Echad Mekem Yechad, whoever wants to from you could bring it. From Lachasim, and if it's signing, we should tell them, Kol Shnai Mekem Yechadumum Beget Zevi Yitn Leishti. Any two of you could sign on this get and give it to my wife. And the reason is because if he doesn't stress like the words we're saying over here, people might confuse to think that his intention was for all of them. And since all of them did not sign, which is the primary halacha, like the Rambam said, they don't all have to, but it would come out that they think the get is batel, even though according to the primary halacha, if you don't say kulchem, only one has to write and two have to sign. But to avoid confusion, specify that people know that it really means only one or two of them. Now, halacha of tes. Why do sages say, Eda get, the witnesses of a get, in chleis min al zibaf and izeh? Why do they have to sign one in front of the other? Because really, they don't have to do that either. But the first two witnesses, like we said, well, let's say when there's many, or when the dragon case, when there's two witnesses, then they do have to sign one in front of the other. Says the Rambam, Gzeir Shem Yom L'Rambam, because it's a concern, it's a rabbinic decree, he might tell a multitude of people, Kulchem Chasim, I want you all to sign. Now, Im Tem, if you're going to say that Chesim Zeh Shel Bevan Hezeh, that in general, witnesses can sign one not in front of the other, Shemi Yidush Naim, maybe two people are going to, and so if they don't all have to be present, so two of them are going to sign, some other guys we're expecting they'll sign next week or whatever. But the problem is, if they're not all doing it at the same time, one in front of the other, two might testify and sign, but he's like every other, and the woman's going to think, oh, I see two witnesses, she's going to take it. But Tafsir Shekharayid, but she's going to think, oh, it's already been signed and documented. But the condition has not yet been fulfilled, because he was particularly wants them all to sign, and it comes out that really the get is totally invalid. So they were glazed, even when he doesn't say kulchem, that the get should be rabbinically possible until it's that everyone is signing in front of the other, that we don't come to this confusion for like the case of kulchem. Halacha lamed, amar l'shleisha, let's say it's the three people. Shnai mikem, two of you, not all three, two of you, yichtibu get lishtu v'yachtim v'itnullah, could write the get to my wife, sign it, and give it to her. Now, v'hoi behem, in that group of three, was a ava b'nai, a father and a son, which they can't testify together. Now, but there's a third person. So, Bein Shechazma Ben Mechel, whether the son signs with the other person, or Bein Shechazma Av Mechel, whether the father signs with the other person, either one of Rizik Akash is a valid get. Why? Shadim Oysa Ben Shlich Makam Av, and that's the Chiddush of this halacha, that a person makes the son an agent even when the father's there. So, it's either one of them with that other person, and we're not saying it's just the father with the other person. Hachala Laman Alf. Let's say it says to two people, Kisvu V'chismu Usnu L'Pleini Shayel Chalishti. I want you guys to write, sign, and give to that person who he'll deliver it to my wife. Oy Tnu L'Shlich Shayel Chalishti. or give it to this agent who will give it to her. So halacha is echad mem kesev. One of them should write. Shnei mechayzim, two of them should sign. But no, let's check and they give it to the agent because that's what he specified. Then meilichu heim ba'atzma benasla. Let's say they go and deliver it themselves to the wife, and I guess not again. Shloi also asim shluchim negeshin. He never appointed them as agents for the divorce, just for the writing and the signing. So rather, kitzi yasu. What should they do? Yitlu oisim imeno. So if they did give it to her already, they should take it back from her. But yitnu lishlich, give it to the agent. V'chayzav nusim of name, and then he should give it to her in front of them, in front of others to have a demesir. Now the Rambam says, v'arbayse hayru, my teachers they ruled, which the intent is for the riff brought in Masechta Gittin, which according to the riff, this is actually not a definite, rather it's a suffix gerushin. They ruled beget zed that regarding this get dovish in there, something that does not appear to be correct. And the reason why they did rule like this is around the Shibush Shahayib in the Schle Shalem, because there was an error in their text of the Gemara, which their text actually, which is like our text, as the Rif brings, the Gemara had a question. If someone says, Kisvu Tnu L'Shleach, like the case the Ram is talking about, write it and give it to an agent, he'll give it to her. What's the halacha? What's the question? Are we saying that he removed them, saying you guys have no right to deliver it? Or he just didn't want them to have to go through the bother? You know, you guys don't have to deliver it, you can give it to that guy, and he can deliver it. And that was the question where the Gemara does not answer that question. So therefore, that's left unresolved. And therefore, if they do deliver it, we're not sure. Could they or they don't have to? Is it that they don't have to or they're not allowed to? So since we don't know, it's suffer gerishim. But the Rambam did not have such a gerisa. And he actually explains that Gemara's question in a different way. In a way where if the get gets lost on the shliach's journey, after it's given over to the shliach, if the original people could write a second get and give it back to the shlich again to divorce, or do we say, no, they already did their shlichas and now they write a second get? There is where the Ram learns that the Gemara remained where to take it and that she's something aggressive. But regarding the halacha, the Ram is talking about over here, there's no doubt that for sure they cannot because they were not made agents to, and only that agent was able to do it. And therefore, that's where the Ram disputes that of the riff, is if it's suffix or it's for sure not a get. Halacha lamed beis, the Ram continues regarding an agent that was given the get without edichzim, without witnesses signed on the get. Let's say he says to the scribe, write a get for my wife. So the sefer wrote it and he gave it to the husband without any witnesses that were signed on the document. So the husband takes it. He gives it to an agent just between him and him. And because to make a shlich lelocha, he doesn't need edim as the Rambam had said in Perek Vav. He tells the agent like this, give this get to my wife in front of witnesses, which are the edim asira. Now, although there's no witness on the document, that's still valid. Like the Rambam said in Perek Aleph, the Ikar Gerushin is Be'ed Masir. So the agent goes and he gives it to him in front of witnesses. So the Rambam raises something of aggression. It's a doubtful divorce. Why? Because although we said, what do you mean, one shliach could bring, he could say, b'fan ha'nechtav. No. The shliach is not believed to permit an erva, this wife, even though he's one witness. It's only because of the writing of the witnesses, Shechas malaged that was signed on the get, shehem kemishan nechrei dusim avesin. Because the truth is, really, you don't even need any b'fan nechem nechem. Really, the truth is, the witnesses that are signed in the document, it's as if they were verified already in the court of law. Atsheishem ar until there's someone who's contesting. Commissioner Andrew, like we already explained in Perek Zayin. Now, but that's only if there's witnesses signed over there, and he's saying in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. But here, there's no witness signed on this get, so it's a suffer megareshes because maybe this get is a total fraud, and the husband never gave him to divorce her over there. Now, but if there were two witnesses over there, she'idu that they could testify, she gets zahabal nesan the shlich lagarsha, but that they could testify that they saw that the husband gave this shlich, this get, to divorce her with, here's the megreshes. Then she's going to be divorced, because since there are witnesses to testify that he is the husband's agent, so like just like the husband himself, he doesn't need to have edim in the get itself, because you have edim asira, and we know he's a representation of the husband, and therefore, it would be a valid gerishin. Lachlam and Gimel Ram continues with regarding an agent that deviates from his agency. If someone says to an agent, 10 gets at least to give this get to my wife in that place, give it to somewhere else. So and the get's not a valid get because since he designated specifically wanted only where they didn't want people to talk about him somewhere else, and the guy didn't fulfill it, it's not a valid get. But let's say he says, oh, she happens to be over there in that place, give it to somewhere else, kasha, it's okay. He was just indicating a mile marker where she is, but not to say that that's where he wants it to be delivered. Let's say he says, Al Taneilo Elba Bais, I want you to only give it to her in the house. And the son of Malia gives it to her on the upper story. Or Al Taneilo Elba Yemin, I want you to give it in the right, and the son of Malia gives it in the left. Or Taneilo Bian Plain says, I want you to give it on that day, with the son of Batay Chazman, and he gives it before that time, within the time. Again, in the case, not get, because he didn't fulfill the stipulation. Let's say he says, "Al tnei le'el b'yom plein." Why don't you give it to only that day? When the son lebefon the mulach, when he gives it either before or after, again, in a guess, not a get. Sheri hikvar lots of Hashem, because he particularly at that specific day, not just in the previous one, like up until that time. No, not before, not after. Nochel gives us anything like that where he specifies exactly. It's not a get if you don't fulfill that tonight. Halach lamedalot. V'chein isha shem l'shulcha. Same thing works the other way around. The woman tells her agent, "His kabbali gidim mal complain. I want you to be the shlich like a bala for me in that place to receive my husband." And he received it from somewhere else. And again, it's not a valid get. She only wanted it over there. She didn't want people to talk about it in another place. Let's say she says, let's say he says, not to be mekabel for me, but actually to bring me the get from that place, which has like a halacha status, like a shlich lelacha. And he brings her from somewhere else. Here, actually, kasher is going to be valid because she wasn't divorced when he got the get. And since she ultimately did accept it from him, obviously she's not particular, because she wasn't divorced when he got it. She only get divorced when she receives it. Obviously, her intention was not to say specific over there, but rather like a mile marker, just as an indicator of the points of where to actually receive it, but not that it had to be specific over there. Lech Lamehid Ram continues regarding appointing another agent. Someone says to his agent, "Why don't you deliver this get to my wife in Eretz Yisrael, where he doesn't have to say before Nachtam or Nachtam?" So Ben Shamalai, whether he tells him, "Hoylech, go," or Ben Shamalai, or he says, "Atoylech, you go," but V'chol Einan, to become sick or something beyond his control, he could send it with someone else, because if it became sick, the husband is not going to be particular if he sends it through someone else. V'mamalai, if he tells him, "Tell him, I want you to take this, something that I want from her first, not just getting divorced. I want you to take that object from her, and Matin Legetze, and give her this get." In that situation, he should not send it with someone else, even if he becomes sick, because the husband doesn't want his deposit, which he's taking back from the woman, in someone else's hands. He only trusts this guy. Now, if he does send the get through someone else, the and the woman comes towards that agent, and she first gives what she knows the husband's waiting for, and then that agent, that second agent, which was not supposed to be made, gives her the get, then she's going to be divorced, because even though he wasn't supposed to send with someone else, why is it? It's because he's particular regarding that object that no one else should have it. Now, that's not going to nullify the shlichus, because since really on the get itself, he wasn't so particular about the shliach, so, and this guy didn't deviate from what the husband had said, which was to first accept the chavitz and then give the get, so ultimately after the fact, it is going to be valid. Halacha lamed vav. Let's say he first gives her the get. Only then does he take the object from her. In the filmiyat shliach region, then even from the hand of the first, the original shliach, even if he would do that, in the guy's not going to be valid again. Because he violated what the husband had said regarding that most people would be particular about. Because the husband said to him, first take the object and then give it the get. He first gave the get and then he took it back. Which, that's not what I told you to do, because you know I might not get that object. And because of that, that would void that agency. Let's say he says to him, "Ten la haget, give her the get." Here it says the other order. He says, "Give her the get and take the object from her." Again, like in the previous halacha, he's not supposed to send it with someone else, because ultimately, he doesn't want his deposit to be in someone else's hands. But from shloch biyarach, if he does send it with someone else, here's a get, is a valid get. And bein shenas lachivitz chilo, bein shloy nasal b'sayif. And whether she gives the object first or she doesn't give it even until the end, here, since the husband was not particular about the order, he first said, "Give the get and then take it back from her." So therefore, the agent does not have to be particular. And although you're not supposed to switch the agency, but if you did, it is going to be valid after the fact. Halach lamed ches. Nosan l'shlich haget v'amalei. If he gives the agent the get and he says to him, "Leitid ne'olo ela ata, I only want you to give it to her." On the son lach, on the son lach, and he gives it to someone else and he gives it to her. Again, and again, it's not going to be valid as a get, even if the shlich had become sick or because of an illness. P'chein nam v'amalei, so to be tells him, "Atid ne'olo ata, that I actually don't want you to give it to her. I want you to nail a plane, but we nail. I want you to give it to that person. He's going to give it to her." When the son lashleich rishon, and still the original shlich, he gives it himself. And again, not again. Lefish also shlich rishon. He did not make him. He didn't appoint him as an agent to divorce. And therefore, who are you giving? You weren't an agent, and you don't have a halach of shlich shlem kabaisa. Halach lamet test. Nosan la get ramalei. Let's say he gives him the get and he says to him, "Look, hayilach get zelishdi. Deliver this get to my wife." Amalei shlich. The shlich says, "Ina makira. I don't recognize. I can't give it to her. I don't know who she is." So only about his husband says, "You know what? Don't worry. To nail a plane, give it to that person. Who makira? He recognizes her." Oh, says the Rambam, that's the reason I raise a shliach, shlein et legershin. So he's an agent that wasn't given to divorce her. Vein and esna get, ela plainu shamabal. So he can't give the get only to that person that the husband had specified. Vaisa plainu shlich legershin. And that person is an agent to divorce her. Hu shemalichla, he has to give it to her. Or he could send it with some other agent when he becomes ill, or if there's einus, like a regular shliach. But that first guy wasn't a shliach at all for gerushin. Halacha mem. If the husband gives the get to the agent, he says to him, I don't want you to give it until 30 days have passed. And he becomes ill or something beyond his control happens within 30 days. So he's not able to deliver it. So he could send it with someone else. And the Rambam explains, even though right now he's not yet an agent for divorce, so how could he, if he doesn't have the shlichus gerushin, how could he hand it over for someone else to give it after 30 days? Says the Rambam, yeah, because since ultimately after 30 days he will be an agent of gerushin, so he has that status in potency, and therefore he could make another agent within 30 days to go ahead and deliver it after 30 days. Now, halacha memav, says the Rambam, when do we say this all, meaning that he can make a second agent right now to divorce her after 30 days, is b'shalahoya bali mabudina. This comes back to halacha we mentioned earlier in the parak, that only if the husband wasn't with her, in the same country, so we're not concerned that maybe he appeased her, because like we said, people don't usually come discreetly. Or she was being divorced just from engagement, where he's not so comfortable with her, so we don't have to be concerned that maybe he appeased her. Somebody, if he's divorcing her from marriage, and you have that second variable that he was also with her in the same country, then we're concerned that maybe he appeased her. And therefore, so the first shlich cannot make a shlich, but take a shlishim within the 30 days, Elam kein ama, only if the husband had said, like we mentioned this in the beginning of the parak, nemanus alay shlipiyasti, she's believed to say that I didn't appease her. Because if he doesn't say that, we have to consider maybe he did appease her, comes out that this agent is not a shlich v'gerushin at all, and how can he make a second agent within 30 days? Aval nisen, but the first agent himself could give haget lo la'achar shlishim, he could give the get to her after 30 days, because we never heard about that he appeased her, and machayshin lah, but we are concerned for it, like we explained in halacha test, so the get is going to be pasul rabbinically, which like a tchilah she shouldn't get married with, but if she did, we don't remove her. Again, Hashem, until if he said before him, when he gave it to her, neman shlash labiyasi, she believed to say that in the appeaser, then he could even make a second shliach within the 30 days, because he is a shliach for gerushin.